That was some game, wasn't it? That was a lot of back and forth throughout the day. I thought our guys played very hard. I thought obviously we did a great job offensively. Defensively, we had a few bonehead things that we got to fix. But you know, I've said all along, I like how this team competes. I like how it works. I like how it studies. I told them in the meeting the other day, I said, you know, faith is belief without proof, and we have to go out and prove it that we can do these things. So today they went out and fought their rear ends off. As long as you keep fighting, we keep trying to eliminate the mistakes that we're making, we get the kind of proficiency we did from the offense, and really the special teams did a great job too. Defensively, we still got some things to work on, but you'll have a chance to win if you do these kind of things. And I think it was a great team win. Atlanta's a really good football team. They've got obviously a great quarterback, lots of weapons offensively, and our guys fought them all day long. So.
Big numbers without really looking like he was trying to do too much. Is that Teddy or is that the offense or both?
Well, I think a little of both. You know, I think we did a great job calling plays today. But, you know, and Teddy obviously did a fantastic job. He put the ball in the right place. He made good decisions. But I was really impressed with the running game. You know, even Asiata would get, you know, three or four extra yards after contact. McKinnon had a big day. You know, we're down a few guys offensively too, and you know, for those guys to come out and perform like that, it's impressive. And we sucked it up. You know, it was hot for both teams, but you know, I know they were gassed and we were gassed too, but we kept fighting.
With the ankle,
he's going to get an MRI, but I told him he's fine.
It was a pretty big spot for Teddy to be in there, end of the game, drive the team down the field. What did you perceive his demeanor to be before he got in there and drove him down?
Teddy's the same all the time. He's always got the same demeanor. He's just amazing to be around this kid. He's a good kid. I'm proud he's on my team.
In terms of the running game, what was the difference? I mean, it looked like night and day from previous games.
We did a better job up front moving people. We did a better job hitting the holes. We stuck with it. Like I said, we gained yards after contact. You know, I challenge us, you know, I wanted us to rush for a certain number of yards today, and we surpassed that by quite a bit.
Did they plan to use McKinnon that much, or was it a matter of, you know, he had a hot end and you kicked
him with
it?
We've talked about trying to get him in the ball game some more. He's got, you know, he's got a lot of explosiveness, and so we wanted to try to use some of his speed to the perimeter, and you know, he did a couple really good inside runs too.
Could Teddy have gone back in if you needed
him to? You know, honestly, I don't know. I didn't know he got hurt, honestly, because they came up and told me prior to the offensive series that he had sprained his ankle and probably wasn't sure if he could go or not. And then they took him in to get X-rays.
The X-ray was negative?
Yes.
Any concern about this being a short week, though, with Teddy's injury?
Well, it's concern that it's a short week and we play Green Bay. But other than that, we're gonna saddle our guys and we're going to go.
What was the mindset going for it on fourth and one?
For the touchdown?
Yeah.
I wanted to score. Well, you know, and they were moving the ball pretty good at that point in time, and I wanted to – I figured if they're going to go, they're going to have to go 99. And I just felt like if we could punch this one in, it would help a lot.
There was a lot of screens, a lot of quick hitters. Were you trying to get Teddy in a rhythm, get the offense in a rhythm there?
Well, we did that. We expected him to be pressuring us quite a bit early, especially, and so get the ball out of his hand. You know, good throws. things like that. And, you know, obviously Jarius had a big one-on-one.
Were you impressed with Teddy when it looked like things were turning a little bit? They came and took the lead, and then Teddy also had that deep ball where he just overshot Jarius. But he still was able to not kind of let the game get away from him and respond with a touchdown drive, and then you guys were able to kind of pull away from there.
Yeah, I think not so much with Teddy, but I felt like the whole team felt like, you know, this is a process for this football team on trying to learn how to win tough games, trying to, you know, like I said, when we played at, where was that second game, I didn't think we fought. And then last week I thought we fought. And then this week I think when it got down into it, we learned from last week how you got to suck it up and you got to keep fighting. But the rest, I thought the rest of the team, I think defensively we went right out there and got a three and out maybe. You know, and kind of turn the momentum back in our favor. It was a big momentum game this game.
Were you impressed with the way the defense turned around? I mean, you talked early on some of the bad mistakes, but then the Anthony Barr sack, the interception by Harrison Smith, just how this team really fought back late.
Yeah, and that's what I say. If we'll quit doing the bonehead things that we do, you know, the long run was ridiculous, and, you know, the first touchdown you know, we busted that one. You know, and then the 3rd and 15, we let the quarterback get out, and he finds a guy run. You know, and that's one of the great things that Atlanta does is when he starts moving around, which he can move, they do a great job taking off. And so, you know, it's still all a process. We still got so many more games to go. We're trying like heck as coaches, trying to teach these guys the way that we're trying to play, and obviously they're great offensively too.
Smith had a pretty good day coverage wise on his side of the field, and then made the stop there on 2nd and 10 on the run. How did you feel about the way he played today?
I think he did well. You know, Harrison's a really steady guy. He made a couple mistakes last week, and one thing about him, when he makes a mistake, he usually learns from it. He's pretty smart, and he is a tough guy, and he's a heck of a competitor. So he kind of controls things back there a little bit.
That sequence at the end of the
– Jarek said he never dreamed that he could run for
135
yards this soon. What can a performance like this, even though he didn't get into the end zone, do for a rookie's confidence?
Well, he needs to raise his expectations levels then, if that's what he thinks. So I'll have to talk to him about that. But Jarek, I think his confidence, you know, he's a lot like Teddy in a lot of ways. He doesn't get too high and things don't bother him. So he just needs to continue to stay with it, and he's got a chance to be a good back.
That first touchdown, was it miscommunication between Josh and Captain? And
yeah, it was a miscommunication, and it was a fake screen play, and both of us jumped the screen, and so they communicate. I'm not sure which one messed up, but one of them obviously did. And we were zero blitzing, and so that was probably my fault.
It comes down to you want to clean up some of that stuff, but in the short week here, do you kind of blow past the corrections period and just turn straight to Green Bay?
Yeah, we're going to get on to Green Bay, and we're going to show them the mistakes. You know, there'll be time where we have to show them the mistakes that we made, but we're going to get on to Green Bay starting tonight.
Just to be clear, do you think Teddy's going to play Thursday?
I assume he's going to play. I don't really know. Teddy's pretty dang tough now, and I did talk to him in the locker room after the game. He didn't give me any indication he wasn't. I didn't ask him specifically that, but.
On that last series before the half, where you guys, the last series before the half, where their Teddy kind of rolls out on the one, they have the 10-second runoff. What happened there?
Did you have a chance to take a timeout?
Yeah, we could have took a timeout. I thought we were going to run the ball. Honest, this is what happened. I thought we were going to run the ball. We're going to take the 10-second runoff. There's 23 seconds left. We're going to run the ball. I was going to take the timeout if we didn't score and kick the field goal. And we ended up throwing a play-action pass instead. So.
Was that one on Rick's quizzes for you in the game management in the preseason with the
No, but the official the officials did a great job of explaining the situation to me and – so, you know, it all.
Well, I know you said you assume Teddy will play Thursday. How good is it to have a guy like Christian Ponder entering the season as the third stringer, and what happened to Castle and now Bridgewater? I mean, not too many teams enter the season with a Ponder-type guy as a third stringer.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book after this season about all the things. Okay. Which one of you guys want to write my book for me? Of the things that happened. I've been writing them down, all these situations. But, yeah, it's nice to have Christian in there, a guy that's been to the playoffs and done a lot of things. And so, you know, but that's, you know, that's kind of what this team has been doing right now. We're stepping up. Vlade Dukas went in there and played, and Chase Ford went in there and played. Red Ellison, Hodges played for Greenway. You know, that's why we coach them all.
Beginning of the year, you said Anthony Barr was just a fawn. I think he had so much room to grow. He's had a couple of nice games here. Is he where you thought he would be at this point, or has he exceeded?
I think his progress is going the right way. He's still got, obviously, a lot of things to work on. As I said, my expectation level hit is very, very high. There's so many things that he can do even better when he's not thinking so much, and he's doing a lot of thinking right now, but he's got a chance. He's got a chance to be really good. Yeah, I got to go watch Green Bay tonight.
Is that as good of a game as you've seen from Xavier Rhodes?
I think, you know, I have a lot of confidence in Xavier. I think he's got a chance to continue to be a good player. We just, he's a lot like a lot of these guys we have on defense. They're just so young and learning so much of trying to figure out what we're doing and situations and how we play the techniques and the different combinations. And Jerry's doing a great job with him. And actually, well, I won't say that. But I do think Xavier's continually get better. And if he's got a chance to be very, very good if he'll keep working on the little things to make him really good.
Do you feel like the connection between Teddy and Jarius was so strong today because they had a lot of second team reps together in practice preseason?
I don't believe so. I think, you know, they both got a lot of first team reps too, so I don't think that was a factor.
All right.
Thank you.
It'll be a few minutes till Teddy comes in.